From Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Paul Benderow, welcoming you once again to Melody Time. First in today's programme, the overture to Bedřich Smetana's opera, The Kiss. The Czech composer Smetana was conductor of the Prague Provisional Theatre until in 1874 total deafness forced him to resign. The deafness was, of course, a tragic affliction, but it didn't stop him from composing. The Kiss was written the year after his resignation as conductor. And despite the fact that his own life was far from happy, the opera is a cheerful, light-hearted account of that one special kiss, the one which Wendulka refuses her admirer until after their wedding. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Robert Stankovsky, with the overture to Bedřich Smetana's opera, The Kiss. Our next piece of music also revolves around love and marriage. In the middle of the Second World War, a comic operetta entitled Hochzeitsnacht im Paradies, Wedding Night in Paradise, was staged at Berlin's Metropole Theatre, and the public loved it. The horrors of war were all around them, so it's hardly surprising that people longed for something light and entertaining, even if only for a couple of hours. The story unfolds in the rooms of the Paradise Hotel, where two sets of lovers struggle to sort out the confusion which they've managed to tie themselves up in.
Ich bin nicht mehr nur.
so stell ich mir die Liebe vor. That's how I imagine love. One of the most popular songs from the operetta Hochzeitsnacht im Paradies by Friedrich Schröder. The soprano, Christina Görner, was accompanied by the Graunke Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Karl Michalski. Now, when a young musician finds himself giving singing and composition lessons to three sisters of marriageable age, one might expect a bit of flirting to take place, at the very least. But in the operetta Das Drei-Mädel-Haus, the young music teacher in question, supposed to be modelled on Franz Schubert, sadly doesn't inspire romantic feelings. The sisters want only the music, not the man. The household is based on that of a Viennese gentleman by the name of Fröhlich, who in reality had four art-loving daughters. Almost 100 years after Schubert's death, the Hungarian composer Heinrich Berthe created the opera by combining the libretto with original Schubert melodies. It was premiered in 1916 and had great popular success, although some music lovers felt that it shouldn't be taken too seriously. They may indeed be right, but the genuine beauty of Schubert's melodies never fails to charm. in an arrangement by Erwin Hallertz, the Vienna Philharmonia Schramon, with melodies from Heinrich Berthe's Das Dreimädelhaus. Unlike Schubert, who fought against illness and died at 31, Johann Strauss the Younger had no shortage of love and romance in his life. He was married 3 times, not always successfully. His second wife seems to have caused him more pain than pleasure, and finally ran off with someone else. But the other two were everything he could have wished for. His first wife, Yeti, who died after 16 years of marriage, and his third wife, Adela, were not only wife and loved one, but friend, secretary, and manager. Adela outlived Strauss by many years and took care of his estate, preserving, in addition to his compositions, anecdotes and stories about Johann's youthful infatuations. One of the composer's old flames was a spirited Russian called Olga, whom he met while on one of his concert tours in Petropavlovsky. For better or worse, Olga's parents managed to prevent a union with a socially unacceptable dance musician, and Johann's hapless love eventually burnt itself out. He gave Olga the nickname Kobold, which means little imp, and the following polka mazurka was written especially for her. The delightful Kobold Polka, dedicated by Strauss to his one-time Russian love. At the end of the program, we'll come back to the colourful love life of the young Johann Strauss. But first, a melody by Karl Millerke. Millerke moved in the same musical circles as Strauss, and is said to have benefited indirectly from Strauss's distraction during his second marriage. The story is told that Strauss, while depressed and not quite himself, turned down the brilliant libretto for The Beggar Student in favour of the more commonplace one for A Night in Venice. At its premiere performance in Berlin in 1833, A Night in Venice got a terrible reception, while Millerke's Beggar Student in 1832 was a resounding success.
Die Welt hat das genialste Streben, nur miserabel stets gelohnt. Wer immer Pech gehabt im Leben, wird endlich die Geschichte wohnt. Mein Geld, das traf ich durchaus beste, wie gläubiger ließ ich es dich. Verloren hab ich noch gut Reste, verloren auch manch Liebchen ich. Ich ließ die Gläubiger im Stich, verloren auch manch Liebchen ich. Weil ich noch nicht verloren, denn morgen am Morgen bleibt mir der Humor, wir freuen uns alle Spielerei. Denn morgen bleibt mir der Humor, bald ist alle Spielerei. Ob Plackerei, ob Schinderei, ob Gaunerei, Verräterei, ob Gauklerei, mit Wunderlei, und Prahlerei, und Schlemmerei, ob Rauferei, und Schießerei, ob Quälerei, der Polizei.
From Karl Millerke's operetta Der Bettelstudent, the entertaining duet between the main characters Jan and Simon. The singers Gerhard Unger and Nikolai Gedder were accompanied by the Bavarian Radio Choir and the Graunke Symphony Orchestra. The conductor was Franz Alles. And now, bringing today's programme to a close, back to the romantic adventures of Johann Strauss. He was apparently engaged, or as near as made no difference, a total of 13 times. One of these numerous fiancés was Kati, daughter of the composer Josef Lanner. Nothing came of the relationship, and once again the parting of the ways was marked by a new dance tune, this time entitled the Jux Polka. ¶¶ The Yuk's Polka by Johann Strauss, with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Alfred Walter. And that's it from me, Paul Benderow, compiler Barbara Anders, producer Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer Jan Eisenberg. Melody Time is a production of Deutsche Welle, Cologne.